Welcome to the Social Expedition. Fueling your digitally social experience. Produced by LunaWeb, this is show number 61, March 2011. So I know Ansley's sitting there listening to this going, Dave, I told you not to do that. Well, I'm in the car now. I'm on my way to South by Southwest. It's kind of the studio on wheels type of thing. I had a great conversation with Beth Wilson over at Mahaffey Tent and Party Company. And it was so good. We went over. So what I'm doing on this is just kind of filling in a few of the gaps, talking about a couple of things that have come across the screen here, the pad, the whatever it is that is passing news these days that I thought were mentionable and repeatable. So one of these things here is that Beluga. If you're familiar with that, it's kind of a group texting type of an application. There's a number of them out there, but the funny thing about Beluga is it was a big fish, little fish. So Beluga being the smaller whale was gobbled up by the Facebook monster. And so a lot of folks thought that, okay, you know, they'll go through a series of deconstructions and become, you know, torn down and made into some kind of Facebook thing. But actually, Facebook's kind of left it alone and let Beluga do their thing. So they are coming out this week with some new and improved stuff, as you will hear so many things come out this week because of South by Southwest as a great place to launch things, make some announcements, and get a lot of people who are, it's a heavy concentration of very technical people with lots of gadgets that are required in many cases to take advantage of these types of platforms down here at South by Southwest, or down there, I'm not there yet, at South by Southwest, geeking it out for a few days in between the film portion of it and before the music side of things. And I've got a shout out to the Memphis Music Foundation, who is going to be setting up at the trade show, as well as putting on a big party Tuesday night down here at South by Southwest. So yay Memphis for making a bigger splash this year down here in Austin, Texas. So there's Beluga, there's one of them. You may have also heard about the very interesting Foursquare update that's coming out this week, and you know, there's a lot of badges that are associated with that and some new functionality there, but probably one of the bigger things that kind of takes all the headlines on this is a deal that they have with American Express in check-ins and loyalty and your purchases that almost along with deals. So you pay with your American Express card, you get a better deal if you also have checked in. So a lot of incentive there, and this touches on a very well entrenched industry, the credit card industry, and if they could somehow, I'm sure their Einsteins are looking at loyalty opportunities to see, you know, how these things might be put together. So very interesting. I mean, this is what do you call it? We're just like essentially beyond conception. I mean, this thing is still in the womb. It's so fresh. You know, the whole loyalty check-in combination type of things, and people are no doubt trying to figure it out. And it's on fire. So that's big news there from Foursquare. Of course, their biggest contender, not counting Facebook, is GoWalla. And they also have some new things coming out this week, and some improvements. I think everybody's going to have a little bit of a tune-up of some kind this week. I may even work out a couple extra times this week. With that, I'm going to like kind of get over to this interview, and as you listen to this, please pay attention to Beth. I said she's fabulous because, I mean, she is embracing all this new technology and really giving it, you know, a good scrutinization, but then giving it a good shot, and it seems to be in an industry that there's so much collaboration and so much community, and she's in a wonderful spot doing wonderful things. A very, very charismatic individual, so she's definitely fabulous. And let's cut it over to the interview with Beth Wilson. Well, I'm out with the Social Expedition on the road again, over here at Mahaffey Tent and Party Rental, talking with the fabulous Beth Wilson.
Thank you.
Who's back from a whirlwind excursion over there in Las Vegas, doing awesome things with a trade show there.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It sure was. Always is fun in Vegas.
So you are also a big marathon runner, right?
I'm training for my first full marathon right now. Mm-hmm. Hoping the training keeps going well and no injuries. Hoping for that.
Now, my marathon participation has involved the photography.
All right.
That's about it.
Hey, that's still involvement.
Now, I see more and more. I see people using these. I guess Nike has some kind of shoes that it sends a signal or something, and it checks in your distance or something
like
that.
Like the shoes, and it connects to your iPod or your MP3 player, and that connects to your Garmin. You know, it's so crazy the technology they're coming out with right now. But I stick to my little Garmin watch and upload that to my training site, and I keep up with all my runs that way.
So what does the watch do? Count your strides or tell you where you're at?
It counts. It's a GPS, so it counts your distance, your time, and you can also set up a virtual running partner, so try to beat yourself that way. It's a really, really neat thing, and I really love being able to run with it. It counts your calories, too.
All right. Okay.
Calories burned. Yeah.
So there's some social aspects to this, too, with the whole buddy system and that kind of thing and sharing.
There definitely is, and you can upload it straight to, you know, your Facebook profile and everything, and that's something that's really cool because it shows people, you know, how active you are. Mm-hmm. There's like that run logger thing on Facebook that it can keep track of it via, you know, that application as well. So it's a really neat social aspect. It keeps everybody in tune with your training as well. So if people want to keep up with you, see how great you're doing, see your times, things like that. So
yeah.
It's a really neat social aspect for sure.
Do you do that? Do you
make it? I don't. I use actually MapMyRun, mm-hmm. and I keep up with them on Twitter. So everything I do post to Twitter on there. So that's been a really fun thing for me. And I don't really post I keep track of my routes, but I keep that private because that could be a little bit creepy.
Oh, the stalker
right.
thing. Okay.
Right. Yeah. But I definitely keep up with my mileage and everything that way. So that's a lot mm-hmm. of fun.
Okay. You know, I'm not a marathon runner. You know,
I never thought I would be either.
But I'm always inspired by people posting their stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, there's two guys I know who I guess have the magic shoes that do the check-in for them or whatever. And so they have theirs posting up into Facebook, and I see that, and it is an inspiration to see that. It's like it will get you off the couch.
Yeah,
you
know? And I mean, I keep up with all my training on my blog as well, so I know people like to see that, you know, going from, okay, so last week I did 16 miles, this week I did 18 miles, mm-hmm. you know, so it's been fun for me to log that, and it's been fun for all my friends and family to kind of keep track of it as well. It's neat being able to really add the social aspect into all this stuff, because I'm so involved in social networking and everything else, and running is such a huge part of my life, so combining those two worlds has really been a fun experience.
that's great. You know, there's so many people that kind of look at social media as a marketing communications type mm-hmm. of a tool, and really it's a whole life application.
It is a lifestyle. It is. It's so much fun. I really enjoy it.
So you know, looking at the work things, you've been at this now for in the whole marketing realm for a little under 7 years or so, right?
Mm-hmm.
You were with you've been in Memphis the whole time. You were previously
born and raised in Memphis, and started out actually at Varsity Spirit Corporation. I was their website content editor and dabbled in a lot of marketing initiatives while I was there, and then I've been with Happy Tent and Party Rentals now for a little over 3 years.
That's great.
Yeah.
And you're bringing the latest and greatest that marketing has to offer into the organization here?
That's right. They had actually never had a marketing manager before, so I was the very first one on board. So I've really kind of been able to take this position and run with it, make it what I want it to be. And it's really been a wonderful transition in the beginning, and it's been, you know, a wonderful transition throughout all these years. And one of the things that I tell my boss all the time is, the reason why I love this job so much is because I get to show myself or show my creativity every day. You know, I get to explore creativity every day, and I really get to express myself creatively every day, which is really a wonderful treat.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So this is a brand new position.
It is.
You come in, you're doing great things, coming up on 4 years here.
That's right.
And so in this, how do you find that, you know, you guys are using social media?
Well, I started out really slow because I had only been on Facebook, I think, for maybe 5 months or whatever when I came to Mahaffey. So started out pretty slow, but I started out with a Facebook page for us, mm-hmm. and then, you know, started building that up a little bit. And it just seems like over the past year, it's really, really grown in speed. And now with all of our partners that we work with, the caterers, the event planners, the florists, things like that, we're all really working together, tagging each other in everything that we do, you know, and just that momentum has built up so much. And just so Facebook has been, you know, one of the top things that we use, but we're also really active on Twitter, mm-hmm. and YouTube has been, you know, pretty big up and comer for us lately, especially with the past trade show we just did, and our blog as well that we use on WordPress.
Okay. Well, that's great. So it sounds like in your industry, mm-hmm. you guys are very collaborative, because you've got a number of people that are kind of helping each other out.
We are, definitely, and we thrive ourselves on the partnerships that we have here mm-hmm. in the local community with, if it's photographers, if it's the florists, if it's the caterers and the event planners, because so many times brides or event coordinators, they're going to go to these event planners or they're going to go to the venue or whoever, and we've already established those wonderful relationships with these people, mm-hmm. and so now they immediately come to us for their rentals, and it's just been such a wonderful partnership and collaboration on just about every single event that we've done over the past few years.
That's great. Yeah. That's great. So you know, what would you say to somebody who's in an industry that maybe isn't as collaborative as you guys are, who's wondering about the situation where, okay, let's say you got two photographers, right. like, okay, if we tweet about photographer A and what an awesome job they did at this last party, are we going to step on the toes of photographer B? You know what I mean? How do you worry about that kind of thing?
No,
or how does that work out?
I don't think so, because, I mean, we work with so many different – let's take event planners, for instance. We work with probably three or four different event planners that we work with equally, I guess you would mm-hmm. say. And we're going to promote this company A because we just did a fabulous event with them. When we know we're working with them – you know, 2 weeks down the road, we're about to promote them 2 weeks down the road, you know?
Yeah.
So they understand that we're working with these people at this time, and we're going to be working with them in the future. So I think everybody's just got that mindset of, you know what, we're all on the same team. We're all looking to make wonderful events for our customers. So they're going to promote me at some time and point. So mm-hmm. we all just need to work together. And I think everybody's got that mindset, which we're really, really thankful for.
That's great. So you know, there's that whole concept of reciprocity, mm-hmm. you know, and sometimes I guess you have to be first and get out there and
that's
things
right.
just happen.
One of the big marketing initiatives that I've had is reciprocal links, especially on our website. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to put all your information up on our Mahaffey Partners page. Make sure you link us too. We're going to put you up on our news page. We're going to do a little thing on you, you know, do something for us. So everything that we do, we're not looking for something back, but it just seems like it's really been working that way, so we've been very fortunate.
Do you find that you need to ask for it, or is it just kind of happen on its own?
I think it definitely happens on its own. The more you ask for it, the more standoffish people are going to be, I feel mm-hmm. like, you know, when you start promoting everyone and putting these links up and things like that, I mean, they're just going to reciprocate that back.
Excellent.
On accord.
So let's say somebody's listening, they're like, you know, That sounds like a great idea. Mm-hmm. I need to start doing this right now.
Right.
So when you mention you're going to tweet them out, or you're going to put a Facebook post up or something mm-hmm. on the Mahaffey Facebook page,
yeah.
calling out, you know, awesomeness on the
right.
part of your other people in this sphere,
mm-hmm.
are you putting links to them, or what kind of advice could you
yeah,
give somebody?
I think definitely putting links to them. If you write an article that you're quoting someone on, you know, make sure you include that. Or taking a picture of an event that you did with them and tagging them on that picture. Anything like that you can do. You want to send them an email. Send your partner an email saying, hey, you know, we just put this out. Hope you enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not where it's really throwing it in their face, but more so where it's, here's this thing that we did for you. Hope you enjoy it type thing. Not really a, you need to give it back to us. But they're going to end up doing that just because everybody wants to promote that goodwill.
Mm-hmm. That's excellent.
Yeah.
That's outstanding.
So, yeah, I mean, it's really been a wonderful, you know, marketing initiative for us, and mm-hmm. it's worked really well in our favor.
Well, I want to talk about the show,
okay.
the trade show here, but maybe just for a moment, if we could diverse and, you know, kind of take a sidestep here. Is there anything going on here within the organization, any social tools that are being used inside Mahaffey that helps the people inside stay better glued together, or...
I think so. I mean, we're all Facebook friends, and I think there are some people in different organizations might shy away from that. You know, oh, I don't want to be friends with my coworkers. You know, keep work separate. But you know, but we don't really have that mindset. We feel like we're definitely a Mahaffey family here.
Mm-hmm.
like I just said, we were all at the trade show, and, you know, we're all posting pictures, you know, having fun. We went on the New York roller coaster, and we all took a picture together, tagged each other in the pictures. You know, it's just shows that camaraderie. It shows that we're all part of a team, and then it shows that when we work with our other partners, it shows that they want to work with us because they know we are such a great team and we are so well glued. So I think having that social camaraderie really helps us stay glued as well, and it really helps promote a better picture for us to our customers.
That's absolutely, that's yeah. great. You know, people, they recognize, definitely recognize the Mahaffey yeah. name. You guys are a mainstay here in Memphis. You're how many years?
1924 is Whoa. When we were founded. So we've got a very, very rich history, and it's just so much fun to know that you're working for a company that's got that rich of a history, and we've been so successful for so many years, mm-hmm. and we're, you know, just keeping that tradition alive. So it's really, it's a neat thing.
That's excellent. It is a family thing. Is it the Mahaffey family?
Mm-hmm.
Is
the Mahaffey right? family owned it, and back in 71, I believe it was, my current boss, his father, bought the company.
Okay.
So, and now, you know, his son runs the company. So it's pretty, it's a pretty neat thing. And we actually, in our local department, one of the outside sales girls, Angela Mahaffey Watson, her...
Oh, I see.
But she actually has no relation, but her maiden name is Mahaffey, so...
Oh.
We tell people, it's all in the family.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool.
So let's talk about the show.
Okay.
What was the name of the show?
The name of the show was Cater Source and Event Solutions. It was actually two different companies, but they combined their trade show.
And so it was a trade show for companies like yourselves?
Right, catering companies, and then Event Solutions was event planners, anyone who is a rental provider or any type of vendor for the event community.
Okay, and so is this the event community's big annual thing?
It is. There are a couple different shows. There's the special event, which ISIS puts on. That's a really, really big one. And then Event Solutions, those are probably the two biggest event trade shows.
Okay. And are they about the same time of year, or?
No, the special event show is always typically in January. So we had someone attend that show, but this is the one that, since it was catering and event solutions, and the American Rental Association trade show was going on in Las Vegas as well, so we wanted to be there and really have a big presence.
All right.
Yeah.
So you really leapt out there and like did some pretty awesome stuff at your booth this time around.
We sure did. We started the Mahaffey Event Cast, or what that really is was we wanted Mahaffey's name to be on all these videos, and we decided to name it Event Cast because it was a broadcast for events, so mm-hmm. Event Cast seemed like a good name for it.
That worked out well. You guys even had a little logo I saw for that.
We did. We made up a fun little film block mm-hmm. logo for it. So that was really fun, and put that on all the videos and attached our name to all the videos. It was a really, really neat thing.
And so now what were these videos of?
These videos were, our whole premise of the show was to not really sell Mahaffey at this show. We wanted to provide a way to be a marketing partner for both the trade show mm-hmm. and for our customers who are attending this show. So we decided to give them a way to make a free video for these customers and attendees who came to our booth to say, hey, you can come make a free video and promote your own business. So what we did was, you know, we asked them, how are you enjoying the show so far? And then we asked them, all right, well, go ahead and promote your business for a little bit. So, you know, they did a 60 to 120 second video of them just basically promoting their business. And then we sent them the YouTube link, and then they're able to upload that video to Facebook, to their YouTube page, to their Twitter page, their website, whatever they want to do. So really, is that the whole premise behind it was giving Mahaffey a way to help our market themselves.
Okay, so you were kind of a hub of communication, I guess.
Definitely. It was definitely a little bit of a hub of communication. I mean, they could come in and say whatever they wanted to promote their next big product or a show that they were doing or whatever, and then that video is then given to them as their own marketing property.
Okay. And so how'd you get, and you were shooting these videos in your booth? Right?
We were. We hired a video crew out there that was already mm-hmm. stationed in Las Vegas for super cheap. We got a really good deal, and then they set up a green screen, and then we sent them an image that had the Mahaffey logo and the Cater Source and Event Solutions logo, and so that would be the backdrop behind them.
Okay.
So our name was essentially attached to every single video, mm-hmm. and then, you know, they could shoot, they shot the video, and we had someone on camera asking them just a couple simple questions, and Okay. That was it. It was a really seamless process. So, you know, it was so easy. It was just in our little 10 by 20 booth, and we made it work.
So kind of paint the picture for us here. You know, how did you get folks to come shoot the videos?
Well, prior to the show, we posted so many different links on Facebook, on Twitter, on our blog, on our website as well, and then Cater Sources and Event Solutions promoted it on their website as well. Mm-hmm. And they said, you know, make sure you stop by booth 1001 and shoot your free video, whatever, come by Mahappy's video booth. And at the show, we had a booth at the attendee lounge inside the host hotel that they let us, you know, it was the day before the trade show, so we promoted it there for a full day, you know, made sure people came by or made sure people had a flyer and knew about the booth and everything. And then that day we just stood outside of our booth and we had two different banners going from different directions, and so everybody knew, you know, where our booth was. They were promoting it at the registration desk, and then they saw the flyers, and then our booth was the hot spot. I mean, there's a line the whole time, and yeah, so everybody was always like, what's going on over here? I see this green screen. So the way that it was set up, it really attracted more people to come in, so that was really fun.
Okay. Now, you were using some QR codes to help get the word around too, right?
We were. At the very beginning, we used the fabulous LunaWeb to help us create a QR code and a mobile optimized page. So if someone scanned the QR code from the flyer that they received, it went to this mobile optimized page. It said come to booth 1001, and it showed them a fun diagram of where exactly our booth was and just gave a little bit of information, you know, come shoot your free video and promote your business, blah blah blah, you know, things like that. So the main thing is right now, video mobile, that those are such marketing hotspots right now, so we really wanted to capitalize on the whole QR code that's so hot right now. So we wanted to capitalize on that. We thought videos instead of just a podcast and things like that, just we wanted to make sure that we were on the cutting edge, I guess, if you will, of everything marketing right now. And what was so cool behind it was the marketing strategy of it all. You know, no other vendors or sponsors or anything else were doing anything close to this. So we were essentially keeping Mahappy on the cutting edge of marketing and of, you know, making sure we were a true marketing partner to both the show and to the customer.
That's great. You know, that mobile optimized page had a video embedded in it, right?
Right
directly from YouTube.
Right.
And did you have people coming up asking about like, you know, how did you do this with the QR and that kind of thing? Or
yeah, you know, what was so cool is I had two different people come up to me saying, you're the second vendor here who has a QR code. I just want to scan it just to see what it does, you know. And you can tell that QR codes are such a hot spot right now. So that was really, really neat. And as soon as people did that and then they pulled up the mobile optimized page and they saw the video, they were like, oh my gosh, that's so great. And they wanted to know more about us. Mm-hmm. So what was so cool is we went into this whole show saying, we're not going to sell Mahappy. We are going to essentially be just a marketing partner for the trade show and for these customers that were coming up. But they were so thankful that we provided this free service to them, that once they finished shooting their video, they came up to me and said, all right, now tell me about Mahaffey. Who are you? I want to know more about you. So we got to sell Mahaffey, but it wasn't having to throw it down their throats. You know what I mean? So
fantastic.
It was such a kind of tables turn thing, and it was a wonderful treat for us to be on that different side.
Yeah, well, congratulations for you just kind of leading it out there.
Thank
you. Know,
you've
got to, I think, you know, be so innovative these days, because after a while, I mean, if the next trade show 10 people are doing the same thing you're doing, it's
not the newest and greatest thing anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And we're, as marketers, we are in such innovative times right now. It's so exciting to be a marketer, but you've got to be on the leading edge of it or you're going to fall so fast behind.
So on the QR type of thing, you said you had it on your flyers, and where else did you put your QR code?
We had it on the flyers, and we also had it on our t-shirts.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, we wanted something new and different, so it was just a fun little t-shirt in the front. It said, come get your Mahaffey event cast on the back. It said, promote your company with a 60-second video with a huge QR code so someone could scan it and go right to our mobile optimized page. So not only did we have it there, but we also had it on... We had these little giveaway cards after everyone shot their video. It said, go to this, you know, YouTube link, and it had the QR code there as well.
Okay.
So it was a really neat thing. I mean, we definitely used it to our advantage, and we used it as much as possible just to make sure we were getting the word out.
we're one of the principal organizers of Mobile Camp coming up here in May.
Okay.
So it's an event that's going to be in Memphis, and it's all about mobile. When you're talking about promoting your event, you know, and getting the word out about what you guys are doing at your booth and all that kind of thing, were you doing it weeks ahead of time? You know, there's a timing thing that really comes into play. You know,
I would say if it wasn't multiple weeks, it was about a week and a half. And I think if you do it too far in advance, maybe people are going to forget about it.
Yeah.
But if you're doing it, you know, the week before, everyone's packing, getting ready to go, so they're all, you know, tell me, I need to know as much about the show as I can before I go. So that's the prime time to really tell them about it, I think. And then once they get there, you know, like we had a setup in the attendee lounge the day before the trade show actually started. That was a great tool for us as well.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for these insights.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed talking.
Appreciate you sharing. So we'll see you out there. We'll get some links from you and get them on the podcast notes.
Okay.
And yeah. So thanks so much, Beth.
Thank you very much, Dave.
Great time talking with Beth. You ever meet, you ever start talking to somebody and you know after talking with them for a little bit that, hey, this person's going somewhere. She's one of those folks. In addition to the going somewhere, I think at the end of April for that that marathon run. But hey, getting on over to some general news, Facebook stirred it up really good this week with a feature release. And maybe it was last week, actually, but this week is more people are talking about it. And that is where you can have this Facebook widget, so to speak, service all of your comments on your blog, and at the same time it ports some of those or ports those over inside of Facebook, and then when people comment inside of there, there's some arrangement whether they stay in Facebook or they wind it back out on your blog. But what it all boils down to, the thing that people are making a big fuss over, is in the end Facebook owns a copy of your comments by virtue of you doing that. So they're licensed a copy to do with that what they please, you know, whether it's good or evil. And a lot of people think that's just, we're continually giving Facebook way too much power, way too much reach into our lives, and you know, can start wielding power that we have no control and no alternate resources to go seek for, you know, the same kind of services, or there's a monopoly, or just too big, I think is what it boils down to. And so some people are refusing to put that on their put the Facebook commenting feature on their blogs, and are refusing to comment on them. TechCrunch installed this on their platform and noticed a huge decrease in the number of comments, but even more so, a huge decrease in the number of trolling comments, you know, people just being rude and just being argumentative for the sake of being argumentative and being vulgar even at times. That's gone away completely because now those posts are no longer anonymous. But as you know, you can go set up a fake Facebook account and go trolling as a real person, as it were. Anyhow, just a little bit of drama there. We'll see how that pans out as well. Of course, the iPad also goes on sale. iPad 2 goes on sale Friday. Lots of stuff happening this week in the tech world. Hopefully, most of this stuff's done cooking and nobody's throwing anything out there that isn't ready for the market or doesn't disclaim it as a good beta type version first. So with that, I'm going to kind of wrap it up. One of my goals is to get a number of short interviews at South by Southwest and somehow either trickling them back or consolidating them into a single post. Well, I don't know how it's going to shake out, but it's going to be something. Also, I need to mention, we need to have a link on here on this post to the Clicks and Coffee podcast. It's a video cast, video podcast, and I think they're about 3 minutes long, and check that out. These are nice bite-sized chunks, pod snacks, if you were, of Maggie Louie and Tim Skatalis from the Commercial Appeal, a division of theirs, CA Media, I believe it is, talking about what's going on in town. And it also includes, quite often, the Social Expedition. So thanks for all the shout-outs, and hope things are going well. Hopefully you won't have too much noise coming at you from South by Southwest. I try and send all my tweets that are going out as South by Southwest, starting them out with @SouthbySouthwest. That way, any of my followers who don't also follow South by Southwest won't have my tweets about South by Southwest showing up in their stream. There we go. Well, I got to hit the road again. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed it, and hope to we get you back next week. Thank you.
The Social Expedition podcast is produced at the offices of LunaWeb, a Memphis leader in web development and social media, online at lunaweb.com. LunaWeb is a full-service web agency, meeting Memphis's online needs since 1995. Our theme music is The Year Before the War by Eric Maskall, available online at ericmaskall.com. For more information about the Social Expedition, including links mentioned during the podcast, visit socialexpedition.com. Thanks for listening.